Biodiesel is made primarily from plant oils, soybean, canola, rapeseed. Ehab Farag is a chemical engineering professor at the University of New Hampshire. He climbs up scaffolding to demonstrate a processor that turns waste oil from the university's cafeteria into biodiesel. Farag says this is more environmentally friendly than diesel.
It's coming from vegetable oils, therefore it's cleaner, it doesn't have the sulfur in it, so you don't get the acid-rain issues that you get from diesel. It doesn't do particulates, which are suspected to be cancer-causing.
Almost any diesel engine built in the last 15 years can use biodiesel, but Farag says there's a major drawback. It takes an acre of most crops to produce only 100 gallons of biodiesel per year.
I think it has been estimated that if we are using just things like soybean and want to produce biodiesel for the whole country, we need an area of land that's about 2.5 to 3 times the area of Texas.
That would be an environmental nightmare because biofuels require a lot of fossil fuels to plant, harvest, and process them. They only produce a bit more energy than the energy needed to make them. It also would put the nation's fuel needs in conflict with its food needs. That could drive the price of both sky high. So Farag and Master Chemical Engineering student Justin Ferrantino are looking at another plant, one that's capable of producing much more oil, algae. Inside the university's biodiesel lab, Ferrantino holds up a glass jar filled with a sea green powder.
This is freeze-dried cells that we've grown up in our photobioreactor.
He's testing different ways of extracting oil from these single-celled algae plants to produce the most biodiesel.
People have projected that with microalgae, you could grow somewhere between 5 and 15,000 gallons per acre per year. So it's a big difference.
Compared to 100 gallons per acre of soybeans, it's a very big difference. Ferrantino has built a contraption of two small fiberglass tanks surrounded by fluorescent lights and reflectors. It's called a photobioreactor. With the right amount of light, the algae here grows rapidly.
When I fill these with growth medium and then I add the cells to them, they just multiply and they double every 10 to 15 hours when they're growing exponentially.
The more cells, the more oil, and the more biodiesel. Ferrantino's photobioreactor is small, producing only a tenth of a gram of biodiesel. But build one on a larger scale, where there's lots of sunlight, like the desert southwest, and it could potentially produce thousands of gallons on just an acre of land. And Farag says because carbon is needed to fertilize algae growth, the potential exists to remove greenhouse gases while simultaneously producing biodiesel.
If we can connect it with a wastewater treatment plant where they have a lot of waste coming in with lots of carbon in it, then you can consume the carbon to grow the algae, and at the same time you clean up the wastewater.
But skeptics say one of the biggest challenges is making algae production economical. Commercial production would initially yield fuel that could cost between $20 and $50 a gallon. Ferrantino recognizes the drawbacks, but says their research is worth pursuing.
I think that our energy needs aren't necessarily going to be solved with a magic bullet, but I think this is certainly one part of it, being that you don't need arable land. You have the added benefit of maybe being able to use the carbon from flue gases from power plants, maybe being able to treat wastewater. So it has some significant added benefits, so it could be one piece of the energy picture.
But growing algae in the desert or anywhere else doesn't have the kind of political appeal that subsidizing farmers to grow soybeans for soy diesel does. So finding funding for a commercial-size algae bioreactor will face significant obstacles. For the Environment Report, I'm Amy Quinton.